we continue Kitzur Shulchan Aruch by Ezer Shemiz Baruch Simon Tzadik Aleph. Didn't be sheish the meichish ba'alma, somebody who's suffering v'chayil shem by sakana. We continue speaking about a chayil shem by sakana. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Sefal mi sheish loy meichish ba'alma, somebody who's just suffering from minor pain v'chazik v'chayil k'may bari, and he's able to walk and do everything like a healthy person. Aser lasses l'shem refuah. We're not allowed to do anything a refuah on his behalf. The reason Chazal said that we're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos is because of shchikas of amonim. Chazal were concerned that they would produce medicine, and producing the medicine would involve chilul Shabbos. But if it's a person who is in a situation, by not taking the medicine, he will deteriorate, even though currently he's not in a bad place. But if that's going to be the result of his not taking a medicine, then the halacha is that he could take the medicine. On the other hand, if skipping a day of medicine won't be of any consequence, then you're not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. I feel the davar shem b'shem melacha, and even though what he's doing for medicine doesn't involve any melacha, I feel also b'shemen, even to shmir himself, bein batzme bein de echerim, whether he does it himself or somebody else does it for him, I feel like they have to cover him even through a non-Jew. Sif beis, kol oichlam mashkim shem machal b'riyim. However, any food that is something that's eaten by healthy people, the best example we always use is chicken soup. People eat chicken soup because that's part of what they eat, and people eat chicken soup because they feel it makes them feel better if they have a cold. Since healthy people eat this food, then the halacha is mutar l'achol shtos refuah. Even if this person's purpose is for refuah, they may take it on Shabbos. Api shekosh muktzas tvarim, even if the food that's being eaten may have some side effects for different situations, and therefore, milchem milsa lefuavid, it's obvious that the person who's taking it is taking it for refuah. I feel achishari, it's permitted. But anything which is not eaten by healthy people, also la'achle l'shtos refuah, that may not be taken as refuah. The most common question, of course, that comes up is vitamins. There are individuals who take vitamins not because for health purposes, but it's only a good supplement for his diet. Since it's really part of their diet, and it's not taken specifically for a health issue, Ramosha was lenient. The same question may come up regarding somebody who takes a sleeping pill. So a sleeping pill is not a refuah, and therefore some say it's may be permissible. On the other hand, it's a pill, and the concern of Shechika Shem Amonim applies there. Mutalach Asraf Matukim, somebody could eat sweet candies, mitzim samichim, different juices, ulgmai beichaya, or to swallow a raw egg, kedei lahanam akoil, all these help the voice of a chazan. Vein b'mishim refuah, taking these things, even though it's not as part of his regular food diet, but it's not being taken as refuah. Because kivin she'elim makom begroin, we're not speaking about a case where a person has some sort of a disease or a problem. He's just doing it that it should be easier for him to be a chazan. Sif gimel, ha'choshish b'shino b'mechesh b'amoy, if somebody has a toothache, vein lo tzar gadol, and he doesn't have a serious amount of pain, vayim b'sif shachas as sif dalad, lo yigam b'choymetz o shah mashkel refuah, he shouldn't gargle with vinegar or other such beverages for refuah. The yiflet as a mashke and then spit it out, because then it's obvious that what he's doing is only because of refuah. Al gameo belea, he could swallow it. Or he could dip his bread into that and eat the bread, and that's how he'll be able to have the vinegar. The kenachosh begroin lo yiranabe as a mashke. You shouldn't just gargle el beleya, and you just swallow it, because then it looks like you're eating, vim nisrap and nisrapa, And if afterwards he gets better, it's fine. Of course, if somebody has a toothache that's causing him such serious pain that he's not filo mishkov, that he's not able to really function well, then he's a chayel shei b'sakana. And we're going to learn there's a whole different set of halacha when somebody's not a chayel shei b'sakana. Hachoshev b'mosnum v'gudamai. If somebody has hip pain, somebody has different scars on his head. In there, they didn't usually smear oil on somebody's body only for refuah purposes. So therefore, you may not do this on Shabbos. It's obvious that the reason you're doing this is for refuah. But if somebody is smearing himself, putting on different types of cologne or whatever, just because he wants, that's latinic ba'almud, for enjoyment, that would be permissible. Sivhei, ha'goynech mikev lev, somebody who has heart pain, they felt the refu was to suck milk from a goat, mutav shabbos. That's mutam shim de nikav mafarik lach yad. It's not considered really the malacha mafarik. It only would be therefore an issa de rabbanon. Here where we have this person with his heart palpitations, where goes the rabbanon. Sivav, hachoshi be meyav. If somebody has stomach pains, he could put on his stomach a cup that had hot water in it. Even though it still has steam, became mutal hachem begodim. We can warm up clothing and put that on his body. And as the Paiskim explained, since this is not only done by people who are sick, there are people who sleep often with something warm on their stomach, or they sleep with an electric blanket. So therefore, it's not obvious that it's done l'shem refuah, and if it's not done l'shem refuah, therefore it's permissible. Sif Zayin. Mishinaku yadav aragla, if somebody has a problem with his hand or his feet, some sabiyayin, he could soak them in wine, k'day l'hamad adam, to cause the blood to circulate properly. Avaloi b'chaymetz, but don't soak in vinegar, neshu chazuk, it's much stronger, and there v'yesh b'mishim refuah, there is a concern of refuah. Vim hum onig, if this person is an individual who is very particular, as afayayin loikumay chaimitz, then the wine to him is like vinegar v'asur. Vim al gav yal gal regal, if it's on the back of the hand or the foot, osh nasay de bazo, or was done, the wound happened because of a metal cut, mutl rap kodover kral kamon, because that's already considered a serious disease. Sivches, somebody has eye problems, don't put on a roik tafel, pirish roik shmepiv, the saliva that's in your mouth before you ate anything, the mucha milsa the refuah. It's obvious that you're doing it for refuah. If somebody can't open his eyes, then he can use that saliva. It's not being used for refuah. All he's trying to do is be able to open his eyes. Siftes, somebody over 8, muta lutchav etzbalotach groina, he could put his finger in his mouth, kadesh yikia, to cause him to vomit. Sif yud, makashem by sakana, when somebody has a wound that doesn't represent a sakana, leinich leirat rutia, don't put on it a band-aid, a medicated band-aid, a feel awesome esmail, even if it was made before Shabbos. V'loi kol davashim refuah, nor may you do anything that represents a refuah, a feel olah, even to put on a leaf, a chatichas bag of javish, or a dry piece of material, v'yoshin shimarapi gamkein, should not be put on the body. Avnoisin la'ezadavah l'shamrash la'tasarit, he could boot something on his body that it shouldn't cause, that it should be get a scratch. If he had this type of a retia on from before Shabbos, Megala Mekzosa, he could open it, Mekanak Piyamakam, and clean the wound, Mekala Mekzosa Shnia, then open up the other side, Mekancha. Retir atzmalay kanach, but the band-aid itself that has on it this medicine, he shouldn't in any way clean. There's ointment on it, and that would be the isur mamarach. Nofel retima agaba mak agaba karka. If the band-aid fell off, loyachs rena. If it fell onto the floor. However, nofel agaba kli, if it only fell on a table or whatever, so that's not considered as if it was off. So since it's not considered as if it was off, then Yachsreni could put it back on. Vimstar harbe, if the person is really suffering, mutalim levi kacham lachzir, he could ask a nachri to put it back on. I will also loim levi kacham lachzir retiv b'shabbos, but not to ask a nachri to manufacture this medicated bandage on Shabbos, ki miruach retiv, the preparation of this medicated bandage, involves an issa d'raisa. And as we've discussed previously, when we're dealing with a situation of a melacha deraisa, also feel they have kachavim that it may not be done through a nachri imloy kishchalakal gufa unless the person is completely bedridden in sakonas nefashos. Sifir aleph also l'nich begel amakus shiyotzim en adam. One can't put a piece of material on a wound that is bleeding. Nei shadam yitzaba so the blood makes the material get colored. Mikoshke beged adam, certainly if it's a red piece of material, shumas saknoi. The Shmir Shavs Kuchasa says that this halacha is not really relevant in nowadays because nobody is dyeing material by using the blood of a wound. Vegam also litke the maka loitzi adam. One can't apply pressure on the maka to cause blood to come out. Al Ketzer, I said, what should he do? Roichet b'mayim b'yayin, he should wash it in water or wine, lahav adam, to clean off the blood. V'akach yichol of smart, and then put a piece of material on the wound. Vim ein hadam, poisik, eidei rechitza. If this does not stop the bleeding, yinich sham kuri achbish, put on it other types of ointment, not ointment, material, that yichol of smart, and put a piece of material over the wound to stop it from bleeding. Some say is spider webs if they really cause want to be healthier. One should try to use a nachri to do this. If somebody opens up a pus bubble to open up the wound, which doctors often do for a fur to open up a wound, hareza chayif. Shezuhi and malachas haroifi. This is what the doctors do. When pascha, but it was only open, rakadoy lahoitzim menes alechash mitzarta, to cause the pus to come out that's hurting him. Ve'enechoshim taxvis sosum yad, and he doesn't care if it closes up immediately. Hareza mutter, then it's mutter because all he's doing is mishum tzaroi. Dafka lenakva yedei machir kadoima. How could it be stunned? By putting a needle into it, avloy mitzaparnav, but don't use your fingernails to do this. Shum titolish tzas ma'or hamursa, because you're taking off part of the skin when you do it that way, and that will be osv yesh b'zaychiyev. V'gam v'day machach yedayma, even if you're using a needle, kiyin sheish loch hashem yiskam shetzar b'sucha, there may be that this person who's making this opening wants it to remain open, k'day shetotzi lechot, so it should express the pus, gam achakach, continue expressing the pus, alkein, and that we just said, it's only permitted if you open it and it should close right away. Here it's not going to close right away. Alkein, im efshe yesh lasa de nachri, it would be best to do it through a nachri. Sifya gimel, mi sheish le neka bezroi shakurin aftura. If somebody has some sort of a problem with his arm, im nistam neka ktsas, if it's somewhat closed up, now I put there a bean that caused it to open up. Again, he's doing something with the intention it should remain open. But if you have a medicated band-aid that was prepared from before Shabbos, that may be placed on the aftura. All you're doing is to prevent it from getting infected. But if we know that this band-aid causes blood to come out, causing blood to come out is asur. The kain, ibalakancha, if somebody wants to clean it, im yedeshede kenuach, if through the way you clean it, yetzadam alaka, you're going to cause blood or pus to come out. Causing blood to come out of the body is part of the isur, choyvel, part of this mefarik, and therefore asur lakanchoi, you're not allowed to clean it that way. It's not similar to what we just discussed about opening a pus bubble. The blood and the pus is sitting there. You're not causing anything, you're not causing a wound by doing that. But when the blood or the pus is in the body and you do something to cause that they should exit the body, if that means when you do that, in Metziam, when you do that, you're making chabura, and as we just said a moment ago, making chabura is also on Shabbos because of chayvel and mafarik, and therefore it may not be done.